Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami for our 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central update on Tropical Storm Karen, still centered over the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Maximum sustained winds with our new advisory here just issued are at 50 miles per hour. It is still a lopsided system. Half of it very well populated by thunderstorm activity, especially to the east and a little bit to the northeast of the center. But the western half of the circulation still devoid of thunderstorm activity. A lot of dry air and wind shear affecting the system. It'll be struggling with that for at least the next day to day and a half. And for that reason, we're not forecasting a tremendous amount of strengthening, certainly not in the short term. But we still have the expectation that this is going to affect the northern Gulf Coast. And we have some changes to our watches and warnings. As of 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, we have extended the tropical storm warning for southeast Louisiana. Now it goes from the Louisiana-Mississippi border around to Morgan City, that whole area that had previously been under tropical storm watch. Now, tropical storm warning from Louisiana-Mississippi border around to Morgan City, Louisiana. That does not include metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, which are still under a tropical storm watch. We still have the hurricane watch in effect from the western Florida panhandle west of Destin through the Alabama-Mississippi coastlines around to Grand Isle, Louisiana, again for the possibility of hurricane conditions somewhere within that area this weekend. But the tropical storm warning area, that's where you need to be preparing today in southeastern Louisiana, because tropical storm conditions could arrive in portions of that area by tomorrow morning. So today is the day of preparation. We urge folks to be paying attention to what their local officials are instructing them to do. And we have a number of hazards to contend with. A tropical storm can certainly cause problems because of the wind, but we have to focus on the water hazards also. The storm surge, even in a tropical storm, can be something you have to prepare for and respond to, especially look at the shape of the coastline where Mississippi and Louisiana come together. It can really capture the water for a system coming up from the south that's pushing the water in from the southeast, as Karen will do. So in that area, from the mouth of the Mississippi River around to Mobile Bay, there could be flooding due to storm surge of 3 to 5.